Somebody once asked me a good question. At the end of Parshat Bereshit, we have a whole list of all the main people in history who begot who. He was the father of so-and-so, he was the father of so-and-so. And it gives also their ages. And that is very important because it's with those ages that we actually count the age of the world. It's through that. The question was, why does it give three different ages? It gives the age of the person when they had their child, how many years he lived after, and how many years he lived altogether. It's very simple mathematics. If it's so simple, then why does the Torah need to say that? I'll give the example. The first case. Ve'yi adam shloshim u'mat shana, ve'yolid b'dmuto ketzalmo, ve'eklat shmo shet. And Adam was 130 years old, and he had his son Shet. Ve'yu yimei adam achrei holidu at Shet 800 shana, ve'yolid banim v'bonot. And he lived another 800 years after that, and he had more boys and girls. V'yu kol yimei adam asher chai 900 shana u'shloshim shana v'yamot. And he lived another, and altogether he lived for 930 years. Now we can all figure it out that if he had a first child at 130 and he lived till 930, that he lived 800 years after he had his first child. So why does the Torah have to tell us that he was 800 years after he had a child? And it's the same way through with all of the individuals mentioned here. And I thought, you know what the answer is? I think the answer is this. I think that the answer is there are two major stages in a person's life. And one is so completely different than the other. There's a person as he lives, he goes through life as he's his own person. He could be work at anything, he can do whatever. But then there's a stage when you become a parent. Becoming a parent is so great, it's its own life. You completely changes once you're a parent. So therefore the two ages are mentioned. Once he was 130 years until he had a child, and once he had a child he became a totally different person. And that's why they had to list again the amount of years he lived, because it wasn't just the amount of years he lived, it was the amount of years he lived as a parent, which was so different than the years he lived as an individual. Shabbat Shalom.